nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fidelium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus illustrationet oquisti Danubis. Iniodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancte Ignazii, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We continue the spiritual retreat, Ignatian exercises. We are in the second week. Saint Ignatius, after the two first contemplations, the Incarnation and the Nativity of our Lord, he proposes, like for each day of the retreat, the other three exercises. The third one, a repetition of the first and second. Fourth one, a repetition of the first and second exercises, same. And the fifth, an application of the five senses to the first and second contemplation. It can be very useful, but if you make a short retreat, like only 5 days, then unfortunately, much of this has to be left out. Father Valet, who condensed the 30 days exercises, well, the essentials of it, into 5 days, he proposes a synthesis of the second week exercises, a contemplation on our Lord's hidden life, his youth, but which we know a little bit at the beginning, then the episode, 12 years in the temple, our Lord is 12 years old in the temple, he stays behind, he's lost there by his parents and found again after 3 days. After that, basically, the Gospels go silent about our Lord the next almost 20 years, so 30 years altogether of 33 years, which our Lord, God incarnate, spent on earth. We know comparatively little about most of it, a lot about his coming, the incarnation, the annunciation, but then very little. And all this together we can put into one very fruitful exercises, a synthesis of the hidden life of our Lord, or, as Father Valet calls it, the trials, the troubles of the Holy Family, because we might have often an adulterated image, idea of the lives of the saints. It's true that many biographies, especially in the 19th century, might not have helped to see the true life of the saints, their earthly existence, which was very, very similar to what we, each one of us, lives, but which was by far not exempt from trials, on the contrary. And the paradigm here, the first case, the first thing to be thought of is the Holy Family, our Lord himself, who always had the cross, his passion, in front of his eyes. St. Paul hints to that when he quotes Psalm 39, saying that these are the first words of our Lord when he comes into the world, offering himself, his human nature, which he has just taken at the incarnation in the womb, in the sacred womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. God, you have not wanted all those sacrifices, tens of thousands, those millions of sacrifices of animals. Here I am now. This is the materia for the sacrifice. Auris altem de distimi.